Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins with President Draupadi Murmu's address to joint sitting of both houses. Naglan Japan Connect 2026 showcases people-centric development and youth empowerment. ENLU objects to proposed centralization of constabulary oral interview for Naglan Police. And first-ever mid-career training for Naglan Police Service officers begins in Kohima. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result of this, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament today, on the first day of budget session, President Murmu said during the third term of the government, the campaign to empower the poor has moved forward with greater momentum. She said with continuous efforts of the government, about 95 crore Indians have social security cover today. Ms. Murmu said the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas is bringing positive change in the lives of all citizens of the country.
सबका साथ सबका विकास का विजन देश के हर नागरिक के जीवन में सकारात्मक प्रभाव ला रहा है। वर्ष 2014 की शुरुआत में सिर्फ 25 करोड़ नागरिकों तक की सोशल सिक्योरिटी की योजनाएं पहुंच पाती थी। सरकार के प्रयासों में निरंतरता की वजह से आज करीब 95 करोड़ भारतीयों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी का कवच मिला है।
Lauding the valor and prowess of the Indian Defence Forces during Operation Sindoor, President Murmu said using its own resources, the country destroyed the base camps of terrorists. She said the government has sent a strong message that any terrorist attack on India will receive a firm and decisive response.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा सिद्धू जल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है
The president said for employment and development in rural areas, a law named Viksit Bharat G. Ramji has been enacted. Ms. Murmu said this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for the farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen.
Viksit Bharat G. Ramji kanun banaya gaya. Nayi reform se gaon mein 125 din ke rozgar ki guarantee hoga. Saath hi bhrashtachar aur leakage ko
Naglan Japan Connect 2026 was held today at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, IBHIC Dimapur, highlighting the deepening partnership between Naglan and Japan through people-to-people diplomacy, human resource development, and economic collaboration. Delivering the keynote address, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang, emphasizing a people-centric development approach, said Naglan's focus is on human capital, particularly youth empowerment through skill development and global exposure.
We have come to understand that 190 Naga youth are already working in Japan. Another point that I have learned is that 300 youth currently enrolled in Japanese language training.
Mr. Zeliang highlighted the Center of Excellence for Foreign Languages and the Memorandum of Understanding with Kochi Prefecture as key initiatives facilitating global employment opportunities, human resource exchange, and skill development. Inviting greater Japanese investment, Zeliang said Naglan, strategically located as a gateway to Southeast Asia, has the potential to emerge as a hub of innovation. During the program, memoranda of understanding were exchanged between the School of Agricultural Sciences and Connect Asia and between IDAN and Nippon Yusen Kabushiki Kaisha. The Eastern Naglan Legislators Union, ENLU, has raised objections to the proposed centralization of the constabulary oral interview for Naglan Police Recruitment 2026 at Dimapur. In a letter to the DGP, ENLU convener and health minister P. Paiwang Konyak highlighted the hardships faced by candidates from remote areas, citing poor connectivity, accommodation shortages, and financial constraints. The union stressed that interviews should be held in respective districts to ensure equitable access, fairness, and transparency, warning that centralization would impose undue burdens and contravene the spirit of inclusive recruitment. ENLU urged immediate action to address the issue. The first 7-day mid-career training for Naglan Police Service officers began today at ATI Kohima. Principal Secretary Abhijit Sinha, as the special guest, highlighted the importance of reflecting on years of service, learning new skills, and enhancing administrative and management capabilities. ATI Director General V. Shashank Shekhar said the training would cover crucial establishment, financial, and legal topics to help officers perform their duties effectively and address challenges like substance abuse. The program, attended by 28 officers, will go on till 4 February. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that the Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were 5 personnel on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, with 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. Officials said no one on board survived the crash. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have expressed profound grief over his demise. Naglan leaders have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, who died today in a plane crash near Baramati. Chief Minister Nipun Rao described the incident as tragic and unforeseen and remembered Mr. Pawar as a seasoned leader whose decades of public service earned wide respect. Mr. Rao extended condolences to the bereaved family, the government and the people of Maharashtra. Deputy Speaker S. Toiho Yepto also paid tribute, recalling Mr. Pawar's long political career, including his tenure as Deputy Chief Minister and key ministerial roles. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues, causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Nirul-Belapur-Uran railway line located in Maharashtra. A report.
Nirul-Belapur-Uran railway line is a strategically significant suburban rail infrastructure project. The project was sponsored by the Ministry of Railways with a revised project cost of over 2,800 crore rupees. The railway line was planned for execution in 2 phases, phase 1 from Nirul-Belapur-Siwut to Kharkhopar and phase 2 from Kharkhopar to Uran. Recognizing the project's importance for port-based mobility, urban expansions and regional economic integration, these issues were taken up for structured review under the Pragati mechanism on 22 February 2017. Guided by the directions of Prime Minister Modi, a coordinated and time-bound governance framework was activated, aligning the Ministry of Railways, CIDCO, the Government of Maharashtra, the Forest Department and District Administrations. This leadership-driven intervention translated into visible execution momentum on the ground. Phase 1 from Nirul-Belapur-Siwut to Kharkhopar was successfully commissioned in November 2018. The Kharkhopar-Uran section, Phase 2, was subsequently inaugurated for passenger services by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 12 January 2024. The successful delivery of this project clearly demonstrates the value of the Pragati mechanism as a governance accelerator. Kidi, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Nectar project under the Naglan Education Project, the Lighthouse, is conducting a 4-day training on the Annual Curriculum and Pedagogical Plan, ACPP, for trainers of teachers and professional learning community subject presidents and mentors from today till 31st January at ATI Kohima. The training focuses on implementing the ACPP framework for English, mathematics, social science, and science, emphasizing learning outcomes, student competency, and inclusive planning for children with special needs. Over 70 participants from all 17 districts are attending the training. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins with President Draupadi Murmu's address to joint sitting of both houses. Nagaland Japan Connect 2026 showcases people-centric development and youth empowerment. ENLU objects to proposed centralization of constabulary oral interview for Nagaland Police. And first-ever mid-career training for Nagaland Police service officers begins in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.